In North Carolina last week, there was a scare at a meatpacking plant. Although pigs showed signs of foot and mouth, tests for the disease turned out negative. While foot and mouth disease has swept England and spread fear of a widespread outbreak in Europe, the United States hasn't had a confirmed case since 1929. U.S. Department of Agriculture officials say it's unlikely the disease will return. Still, some tourist attractions in central Florida are taking their own precautions. Tanya Ott has the story from Orlando.
Each day, thousands of visitors pour into Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay, to be transported to another world.
Welcome to the Skyride. The Serengeti is undergoing enhancements.
Elephants, giraffe, and other wild creatures wander the expanses of grass that lie under the skylift, going about their business unaware that things are anything but business as usual in the park. Busch Gardens recently became the first zoological park in this country to institute new precautions for foot and mouth disease. Christine Charlick is a zoo educator supervisor.
We have an educator here who stays here at the gift shop and talks to our guests until all the tickets are sold for the Serengeti Safari. And they're just asking guests if they've been outside the country for the last 5 days or if they've had interactions with anybody who has been out of the country for the last few days.
Foot and mouth disease is highly contagious. People can carry the virus in clumps of dirt on their shoes. The virus can live in human nasal passages for up to 5 days. Guests who have been overseas in the past 5 days must indicate which country they visited, and if it's a country with confirmed foot and mouth infection, they're asked not to participate in 3 special programs that offer up-close and personal interaction with the animals, including feeding giraffes, which are susceptible to foot and mouth. All guests are asked to walk through a disinfectant foot bath. Glenn Young is vice president of zoological operations at Busch Gardens. He's on the phone daily with the USDA to update the list of countries with confirmed infection. He says you can never be too safe, though he admits the park's precautions do depend entirely on the honor system.
We certainly hope that people are going to be very upfront with us. And generally, we love to think that our guests are animal lovers, and certainly the people that take these tours are animal lovers. So they understand the precautions, and the feedback we've gotten from people is that they think it's a great idea, and they're quite impressed that we would take that level of precaution.
Indeed, visitors this day don't seem to mind.
My name is Bill Keene. I'm from Orlando. I think it's great. I mean, you got to stop the spread of foot and mouth disease, as far as I know. So whatever we can do is great.
Duran Boya from Maine.
I think it's a good idea because we don't want it over in this country.
Jim Harrison, Tampa, Florida. I think more precautions need to be taken. I don't think enough are. I think if that type of thing got into the country, then we'd be in big trouble.
Just how great is the risk that foot and mouth will enter the U.S.? Pretty minimal, says USDA spokesman Kevin Herglotz, especially given all the precautions his agency and others are taking.
We're at a heightened alert to make sure we're doing the things here to ensure that it doesn't come into the States. That means heightened alerts at our ports of entry, including our international airports, providing public information to travelers inside our airports and ports, having additional USDA staff available at those ports of entry.
Still, many zoos and animal theme parks aren't taking any chances. On the heels of Busch Gardens, the zoo in Brevard County, Florida, just north of Miami, has closed some of its exhibits that feature animals that are susceptible to foot and mouth disease. And the San Diego Zoo, one of the largest in the nation, recently announced it's asking visitors who've been out of the country in the last 5 days to avoid animal petting areas and behind-the-scenes tours. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Orlando.